Of course, you hear the music. You know what that means. Our good buddy Trent Ferris from the York County Sheriff's Office is here. Trent, good morning.
Good morning. Man, I can't believe you got Sam Elliott to come talk to you guys. That's amazing.
He's did a lot of good work for us. We appreciate Sam.
Beef. It was for dinner.
All right, you've got, really cool. You've got some fun activities with that have been going on. We were talking about during the break some really educated folks.
Oh, okay. You want to do that one first? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do 4th of July next.
No, we'll do 4th of July at the back end. We want to start off with the main course.
So our detectives up in Fort Mill are currently looking for the description just says white female. But she also wore glasses, a purple shirt, gray pants, and white tennis shoes. And she, on April 11th, approximately 11:30 in the morning, she went into the Goodwill in Fort Mill there at 2690 Highway 160 in Fort Mill, stole 5 shirts and 2 pair of pants, of total value a whopping $34.
From the Goodwill,
where, you know, if she walked in and said, hey, I don't have any money, but I really could use some, extra clothes, they'd probably be like, hey, we're the Goodwill. It's in the name. We're going to show you some Goodwill and give you some clothes. But no, she decided to throw them in the bag that she was carrying and walk out. So she's now going to get a nice, whenever we identify her, bed and breakfast at the Moss Justice Bed and Breakfast. So if you can, we're going to put her picture up later on today on our social media pages. She's a white female, long brown hair, glasses, like we said, and thin. And I can't show you this part, but see if I can show her picture right there. It's the best one you can get on TV. Without all the other information. So if you can give us a call, that'd be great. Crime Stoppers or the York County Sheriff's Office. Also, we do have always the car break-ins in the, neighborhoods and everything. But these suspects, we have 4 suspects on June 28th at 9 p.m., fairly early in between 6 a.m., go smash windows on several cars and stole cologne and cash out of the Avid Hotel up there in Fort Mill off of Spring Hill Farm Road.
They stole cologne?
Well, people put anything in their car, Chris. People leave things that you wouldn't imagine, just leave them in their car, right in the middle of the console, in the seat, in plain view for people just to see. And then, of course, if the door's not unlocked, they're just going to bust the window to get it if they want it. But
well, that was my question. Of these car break-ins, are the majority smash and grabs, or are they folks who leave them unlocked?
Majority is the unlocked ones. We actually have pretty good videos of people going around to unlock cars, just walking through a neighborhood, tugging on a door handle. If it's not open, they'll take a little flashlight, look in, see if nothing's there, and they'll just move on. But the unlocked ones, we have video of a guy the same guy going to the unlocked one, moving on to the next one, and he spends 30 seconds to a minute to grab whatever he can, and he gently closes the door after he gets done and steals whatever he can see in sight. So we're just asking folks, if you didn't leave things out in public in plain view in your car, they may have not busted the window to go get anything out of it. So just take your valuables inside, make it look like it's fresh on the showroom floor of a car dealership, and just hide your valuables. And you will not have to go call your insurance company about a smashed window or anything else that's missing in your car. So,
are there any areas that tend to be kind of hot spots? I'm from the YMCA world, and mm-hmm. you think people come and may take their gym bag inside but leave their office computer or their laptop bag in the car while they go into train. And then also, like, in vicinity of major thoroughfares, like highways, mm-hmm. interstates, that kind of thing.
So our biggest targets that we typically have is Fort Mill and Lake Wylie. They come, and we believe most of our perpetrators are coming down from the Gastonia, Charlotte area. They all think York County, South Charlotte anyway. So they think they're still in North Carolina, but they'll come down from Charlotte, break some windows, unlock cars, go into them, and I blame one of our captains because we had at a command staff meeting before school let out, said, hey, guys, just remember school's letting out. There might be some kids going around breaking into cars again. And what do you know, 2 nights later, we had a big rash of car break-ins in the Fort Mill area. So just like we said, the story and the message is always the same. Lock your cars, take your valuables inside, and don't make it easy. I mean, just don't make it easy for them.
Trent, it's the 4th of July, and I know there's always a billion questions on what are the laws and regulations and rules in regards to fireworks.
Oh, well, fireworks are, you know, that's part of the celebrations. It's not just 4th of July. It's also New Year's Eve. But there's also, first, we want to make sure people know that don't consume any intoxicating beverage, narcotic drug, or barbiturate, or any other substance of the like on public boat landings. That's a York County Ordinance 90.01G. That's first. Let's get that out of the way. If you're going to be out there having a celebration, you're going to be out there having a good time, you're maybe consuming some beverages, just don't get behind the wheel of a boat or a car or put any of your friends in harm's way because you're high on alcohol or drugs. But also fireworks. We want everybody to celebrate safely. It is unlawful to ignite or discharge fireworks in a wanton or reckless manner as to constitute a threat to the personal safety of property or of another person. That is South Carolina Code of Laws 23-35-150. So make sure you're safe with your fireworks. Also, York County Ordinance 90.10E prohibits shooting fireworks from all boat landings and do not shoot fireworks from boats. Lake Wylie's huge. They have a big fireworks display at Buster Boyd Bridge. People are going to also want to participate in the fireworks show and shoot fireworks off. If you light your boat on fire, please don't put our deputies who are on the lake patrol and DNR and all the other folks out there who are going to be protecting folks on the lakeways and waterways this 4th of July by lighting fireworks from your boat.
Trent, is there an estimate of the number of craft that are on the water there in the vicinity of Buster Boyd?
Ed, I would say, I don't know. I've seen pictures, and there are tons.
Thousands.
Yeah. Thousands, for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thousands. I mean, I couldn't even generate a number because, and that's the thing. One year I went out there, me and my wife and my dad and everybody got on a boat, went up to Buster Boyd Bridge, and on the way back, you would think you're out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean during a storm. The waves are that heavy.
Yes.
So I would just make sure that everybody, you know, when you're maintain your navigable rules, the rules of the water, you know, port and starboard, passing boats. Make sure you're not going to run into any other boats.
Check your running lights.
Yeah, just check everything. Make sure you have enough life jackets on board for everybody. And if you're under the age of, they're going to kill me for this. I think it's 12. You have to wear a life jacket when you're on a boat. We also want to tell everybody it's unlawful to sell fireworks to children under the age of 14. And you can't shoot fireworks from within 600 feet of any church, hospital, asylum. I don't know of any asylums in York County, but maybe we have. Yeah, you can count it that. And or public school. You can't shoot fireworks within that far of public school or 75 feet from where any fireworks are sold. And don't throw fireworks from or into a vehicle. And also, lastly, It's the 250th anniversary of our country. It's going to be a huge celebration. It also falls on a Saturday, but people do want to get up and go to church on Sunday morning. But we are all asking everybody to be courteous of your neighbors. Let's start wrapping up those celebrations on the 5th of July at 12:01 a.m. Because we're not going to respond. We're going to get multiple calls from people saying, hey, my neighbors keep shooting off fireworks and it's 10 o'clock. Well, it's the 4th of July on our 250th anniversary. Deputies probably will not start responding to fireworks noise-related calls until after midnight on the 5th of July. So just make sure that just be courteous to your neighbors if you're shooting off fireworks. We want to make sure everybody's having a good time, but also some people may still have to work on Sunday morning, and a lot of people still want to go to church on Sunday morning and celebrate our country. So everybody wants to go to sleep. So make sure you start wrapping those things up around midnight. That would be great.
Trent, as always, a fountain of knowledge and information here on Palmetto Mornings.
A fountain of knowledge. I like it. Can I put that on my LinkedIn page?
You can. Let's do it. A fountain of knowledge.